It was me and Shane Gillis. It was insane.
You boxed Shane Gillis?
Yeah, I won, dude.
No way.
Yeah?
You knocked out Shane Gillis at Skankfest?
Yep.
I got to hear all about that.
Yeah, okay, so... Thank you for tuning in to Ribbon Up with Fiona Colley.
Emma Taylor.
Oh, yeah. And this episode is part two. We're talking about Skankfest.
Skankfest.
Wow, wow,
wow. Wow, 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 wow. What's that?
I'll
tell you what it's not. What everybody assumed it was when they asked where my wife was over the weekend. I just sounded like a pissed off husband.
She's with their friends.
I don't know. She's at Skankfest. Like, are you guys doing good? I'm like, oh yeah, no, it's a really cool comedy festival
in New Orleans.
Yeah,
really sick. Let's start. Actually, Aiden, do you have questions? I'm not good at summarizing when I don't think about it.
Well,
my first question is, how many spots did you do at Skankfest? Because they do a ton of shows. They pack in a ton. So sure, as a comedian, you were busy.
I think I did 5 shows.
Nice.
How'd they go?
Really well. It was so fun. The crowds were electric.
Ooh.
And I was like nervous to go because I've heard like it's crazy and like be careful and like cover your drink, you know, stuff like that. Dang.
Dang, dang, early.
Uh-huh. I'm in it. It wasn't that. Everyone was so cool and nice that, like, it was shocking.
Okay, so just another question I want to get right into is, what was the big moment this year of Skankfest?
Was it...
Oh, my God. Okay, there are two that stick out to me. I don't know if he does this every year because it was my first year. But Zach...
Amico
had this girl with her titties out.
Okay.
Yeah, on stage during the naked roast. So uh-huh. He was naked in his
winter. Zach Amico.
And she got on her knees and put a rat trap on his dick.
Golly, I feel like we could have opened with that.
And
what?
While they were waiting for like okay, the next roasters are coming, and there was like a 4-minute delay. He just goes, "Here's what we're gonna do. Everyone bring up cash. This is a carpet stapler." And they came on stage. Are you listening to me, Matt?
Yeah, but I'm also watching the Uber Eats order.
Pizza. They came on they came on stage and stapled money to his naked body with a carpet staple.
I mean, that's...
What?
He could have walked away with a lot of money.
He did?
Yeah.
There's a lot of surface.
Staple on his face? On his balls?
No.
They stapled money.
Was
it
bloody? Joking. What?
Was it bloody?
I was in the balcony and there was not like a camera on them because they don't record naked roast.
Right. Yeah.
Whew.
It.
Did he react?
He was chill as hell. The rat trap, I could tell, really hurt. Because a mouse trap is one thing. A rat trap is meant to break their bones.
Right, meant to kill a rat. Oh, so, my God. Like, on his penis or, like, on his entire junk? Penis shaft or balls?
It was hard to see because his belly was
good. Yeah. Okay.
Ding.
That was what I was saying with God. The
all right, so that's example number one.
But I do think he had a little piercing on the tip of his wiener. I couldn't really tell, but there was something shining in the light.
Prince Albert.
Prince, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone told me, though, he's like turned on by like pain like that.
Oh, a masochist? Is that the word?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm not surprised the guy on stage getting...
He is awesome.
He is so funny.
And he's the nicest person. Like, I'm not... He is so sweet to me. It's crazy. Because he seems, like, intimidating.
Yeah.
No, just so sweet. The other moment that really sticks out to me is during the comedy jam, which is comedians going up on the stage and, like, they take all their chairs out. So it was, like, a concert. Like, everyone's standing. Yeah. And they're, like, singing songs, but it's like rock songs.
Josh Adam Myers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. The guy that runs gray hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday night, Kim Congdon. Okay. Kim Congdon jumped the crowd surf, but no one was paying attention. No one caught her. She smacked her fucking head on the concrete, got a concussion, was like in an ambulance.
Oh my God.
It was like, everyone was like, is it funny yet? Like, it was like scary.
Is this a bit?
Right. No, it was bad, bad. And then she is insane. On Sunday night, Comedy Jam happens again. She's stage diving like crazy. Yeah. And I had just seen her right before it started. She was like, I've had a migraine all day. Like, I'm like having a hard time.
She stage dove
like 4 more times.
Oh my God. When it's Skankfest,
I guess. Back up on the horse, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, put me up there.
More like Kim Kong, don't do that again.
Dang.
I mean, that's nuts. And this was the first time I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. God, I forgot about the whole Zach thing. That was Matt's first time hearing that, too.
That's insane.
I've heard there's a show that they do at Skankfest where... They might not have done it this year, but they've done it before, where they roast comedians and like they like have to talk shit about people. Did you see that one this year? Maybe it wasn't a thing.
It was cool at the beginning of the both naked roast. It's in the biggest rooms. There were like 2,500 people in there.
Damn.
And at the top of it, before the people roasting each other come out, Zach Diddle roasted a couple of the comics that were at the festival, and I was one of them. When he said my name, everyone was like, what? And I was like, oh, shit. what did he say? Yeah. God, He said, Fiona Colley's here. She just got hitched. That's how she got here, actually. and then he goes, I'm kidding. A man swept her off her feet. His name is God. He said a couple more things and I can't.
At least you remember two.
Yeah,
Hey, everyone. If you've been dreaming about your next vacation but don't want the stress of planning it yourself, you've got to reach out to Audrey Steers at Travelmation. She can help you plan everything from hiding a murder to all-exclusive resorts to cruises to even custom trips overseas. Read it, mama. And the best part, her services are completely free to you motherfuckers. Audrey is certified in group travel, accessible travel, and destination weddings. So no matter who you're traveling with or where you're going, she'll make it effortless. Shoot her in the face. No, I'm kidding her. Shoot her an email at audreysteers@travelmation.net and start your planning dream trip today. Now, back to the episode.
So, okay, so who was on the naked roast that you remember? Because that's crazy. Like, that is such a wild thing to sign up for.
Oh, there was a guy named Josh Means. Okay. On it. I know that because I had to bring him up on a different show. And I was, you're naked now. Yeah.
Whoa.
God, I can't remember her last name, but her name is Autumn. And I met her this weekend. She is awesome. She actually is terrifying. She had to go up, and her original, like, person she was roasting dropped out, cut, like, 2 hours before it. So this other lady was like, I'll do it. So Autumn and that lady had to write for 2 hours. Autumn fucking crushed.
Oh, that's fun.
I mean, it was, but like the cool part, it when it's two women roasting each other and they're naked, it's like it can get like weird and catty. Autumn kept it so fucking classy. Like every roast she took it so well, and then would compliment her opponent even though she was kicking her ass.
Nice.
Big fan of Autumn.
It's weird, like, when you do roast battles, how you react is a big part of, like, the entertainment aspect of it. Like, you know, like, when we've been on roasts and the other person just doesn't, they go, like, serious. They look angry. It's like, that's, you want to have fun, otherwise the crowd's going to feel like you're offended and it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I always laugh at whatever the person says, even if I'm not listening and just thinking about my next roast.
Yeah.
Like, come on, have fun.
Yeah, it's like a performance.
Yeah, like the last one I did, right? I think we talked about it on here. Maybe. The guy I was roasting, he was just so happy backstage and like laughing. And he's like, oh, we're going to have fun. And then he gets on stage and he's like, nobody knows who Matt Taylor is. Nobody gives a shit about him. And I was like, oh, damn. All right. And then I would roast him and it went well. And then he just would be like, nobody gives a fuck about Matt Taylor.
He was like, if Matt Taylor died tomorrow, no one would care. That was everything.
I go, somebody's been writing.
Yeah, see, okay, so I've also, not having done stand-up, worked a bunch of shows with roast on it and where the crowd votes for the winner, and like multiple different types of shows as well. And I will say, like what you were saying about her being classy or whatever you were, I think that's what you said, classy, was that is huge. A lot of the time they will vote for the person who handled it the best. Like, I mean, obviously it's supposed to be based on the jokes as well, but like that helps. That really does play into it.
Well, it's like the woman she was roasting, I feel bad, I can't remember her name, but she was like,
no one ever remembers the losers.
She was older than Autumn. Like, I think Autumn's my age, maybe a little younger. And so, like the panel made a couple jokes about her being older and how she looks like she could be her stepmom or something. And Autumn was like, yeah, but she'd be the hottest stepmom. Like, she wouldn't even let anyone attack her physicality. It was very sweet.
That is nice. God, to have to write a roast in 2 hours would give me a panic attack.
I think you and I could do it.
Yeah. Go.
Aiden? Are we roasting Aiden?
Oh, I thought you were talking about each other.
Oh.
No, you have 2 hours to plan. We'll be back.
Okay, and then what was like the biggest show you were on / biggest comedians? I am curious about that.
The first day I was on a show in the Florida Man tent, which was like the second biggest room. And I'd say the best for like traditional stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And I got to bring up Chevelle Lacey, which was really, he's awesome. Yeah. Rachel Feinstein was right before me. Harland Williams, Greg
Fitzsimmons.
Oh my God, why do I keep saying
Fitzgerald? Fitzsimmons.
Fitzsimmons.
Simmons rolls.
Tommy Pope.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad because there were definitely people.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting, but like, it was cool. I also, on a different show, I got to bring up Brandon Sagalo.
Nice.
Which
nice.
I was really excited about.
Yeah.
Brandon's very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a crusher, dude. Yeah, I don't know. And like, it was just so cool because that festival is run by comedians. So like in the green room where everyone's hanging out, you have to have like an artist pass to get up there or be with an artist, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was no industry. It was just comedians hanging out. Nice. And it was like no one was putting on a front. Mm-hmm. Like it was like no drama. Everyone's just having a good fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
No, I do think that it's cool that it's not one of those things based on the industry. Something I've heard, and having never been, but I've heard that there's different, I won't even say, just different festivals that are more, when the comedians do the festivals, they're like, it's just industry people. They're like, that's who they're running into.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And there's like, what, and that's nice because you do want industry to like see you.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like having to do a hi, yeah, I'm with so-and-so. And
yeah, it's like knowing that there's something behind the conversation.
Yeah.
And not just conversation is, I'm not good at that. Like if I know somebody can have any effect on my career, yeah. Suddenly I'm stupid as hell.
Nervous.
Yeah. Suddenly I'm, what did I say last night?
Spore.
Sport?
Poor.
Spore, yeah. I'm an idiot.
Matt does this thing where he like,
I get ahead of my thinking.
He panics and he's like, I'm going to say stupid at the end of the sentence. And then the last minute, he changed it to poor.
Yeah, I was like trying to say something and I was like, that's just, and the whole way up, I was like, I was going to say stupid. And then like right at the end, for some reason, like poor is a better word to use here. So that's just poor. And it's like my brain.
We were cracking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's not that funny now.
It's not translating.
But it was funny last night.
Yeah.
Very, very funny last night.
It was really funny.
Oh, man. What about, there's some things that you were telling me that were very funny too, like Shane sticking up for you.
Oh yeah, that was really cool. Saturday night, the venue wanted everyone out by 2 a.m. and the last show ends at 2, and all the comics were up in the green room and like they were like, all right, everyone out, like they're yelling trying to get everyone to leave. And you know, I'm like, oh. And we were discussing where we were going, like the after hangs. And I was with Shane and Lemire and Nate and all them. And, you know, we're talking and they start yelling at me to hurry up. And I'm rolling. I'm trying. And Shane was like, what do you want her to do? You want me to throw her down the stairs? Give her time. And they're like.
That was very sweet.
Yeah, it was
that
funny.
Is cool.
I'd say for me, like a huge highlight, like one of my favorite moments, Tim Dillon was there. And I mean, what? Like, I don't know him. I've never met him. He's just, he's an icon.
Yes.
And I just watched him do like a live podcast with Dan Soder and Joe Liz podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Jacob. I don't know whose podcast it was.
Is that Tuesdays with Stories? No. That's
I can't remember. It was Dan Soder, Joe Liz, Louis Jacob.
Oh my gosh, he did the regs?
Oh,
yeah.
Bobby
yeah.
Kelly? No shit.
That's yeah, and Tim Dillon.
Oh my God, I'm excited for that.
Kelly.
Bobby yeah, Kelly.
Bobby
yeah.
Kelly.
Yes.
I love the regs. Oh my God.
It was all them, and I'm watching it. I'm like, oh my God, Tim Dillon's here and Dan's.
He was a guest on the regs.
Yeah.
They, fun fact for you. They only have a guest on their podcast at Skankfest. Last year with Shane, this year
I think
Dillon.
That they were wow. like, it's a big deal, Tim. And he's like, I'm the 12th guest. This is not a big deal. It was so funny. And so I just got done watching that. And I rolled down to go to the bathroom. And as I'm rolling down, fucking Tim Dillon is walking past me and he goes straight up to me and he goes, hey, Fiona, I'm a huge fan. My name's Tim Dillon. And I go, I you don't have to tell me your name. I know who you are. That means the world. Thank you. I'm a fan. And that was it. But that was cool.
Yeah, that's it. Just to be in that realm or like be known. And I mean, you couldn't have gone at like a better time coming off the Tonight Show, you know?
Yeah.
So like everybody.
Everyone was congratulating me on it. It was so cool.
I mean, I loved him. Seriously, that's awesome. And the fact that he introduced himself, like, I love that.
I literally was like, you goofy guy.
Yeah.
I want to hear the story about Nate Marshall.
I do know Nate. Nate. Yeah.
Nate's the best.
He's done the club a bunch of times. And
are you ready for this?
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh my god, he's the best. I love him. Okay, so Saturday night we definitely went the hardest. Like we're out till 6 a.m. This bar stayed open for us. And I'm shit-faced, but, like, I was not the drunkest there, which was so funny.
Which was... Was Nate Marshall the hammeredest there?
Yeah, I... probably.
Guard dog?
Yeah, he was pretty shit-faced. But he's a quiet drunk.
Yeah.
Sean. Okay. So, this story... Nate, the bartender at this bar, was also shit-faced because he started drinking because he was about to close the bar and then Shane and all of them walked in and he was like, oh, and he kept open. So he's drinking with everyone based behind the bar. And there was some interaction between Nate and the bartender that was not good. Like, it was aggressive convo. I don't know. I can't remember. But the bartender, Nate had a full beer in front of him, and he's yelling at the bartender. The bartender grabs the beer and dumps it out. Not like you're cut off, but like, fuck you. And Nate got pissed and knocked a bunch of glass off the bar, and it shattered behind the bar. And as he does this, all the regulars at this bar stand up and are like, surrounded Nate. Like, we have the bartender's back, kind of thing. And Nate's like, no, hey, dude, can we squash this beer? And the bartender goes, oh, you want to squash it because you're scared? And Nate was like, no. And he's fine. It, like, ended fine, but very funny.
That was almost rock and roll for a second, then it turned into...
Dude.
It's funny because if you know Nate, he's like the sweetest guy ever.
He is literally a teddy bear.
It always cracks me up, and Austin will be out there, and Nate will be like, I'm taking tonight off, I'm not drinking, guys. And then somebody will always convince him to have like a shot, and after that shot, he just goes balls to the wall. And then the next day, he's like, I can't do this again, I'm not drinking tonight. And then somebody will be like, hey, take a shot. He's like, all right. And then it's just the same thing. It's so funny.
The funniest, I laughed at this. So that same night, there was a guy, I found out he's the brother of a comedian. So it was just a guest there. And our combo started off with them trying to like hit on me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, sorry, I'm married, you know. And then it turned into like for an hour, He's crying. And we're talking, I'm like, you'll find love one day. like it's a drunk, like, And he was like, thank you for talking to me, man. Like, we've been friends.
And then he's like, so you want to go on a date with me? I'm married. We talked about
that. We just did that.
And it just starts over again. I'm never going to find anybody.
Literally.
This is wild.
It was so funny. And it was just like wholesome. You know what I mean?
You always find yourself into very wholesome conversations, is what I've noticed.
Yeah, I went to a strip club and had me and the strippers, we talked about their lives, like to the point where at first it was clear they were trying to get, I was like, hey, once I don't have any cash. So you might want to like talk to someone else, right? If that's like, and they're like, no, can we like they're just at one point, this girl sitting next to me and she's like, yeah, she's been really hard. And I'm like, well, you're beautiful. You have that going for you. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'll ever find love. And I'm just.
Yeah. Really funny.
Hell yeah. Freaking Skankfest.
Anything else about Skankfest before we go into like some ad?
Oh, nice.
Or not, I'm sorry, the voicemails?
Yeah. Anything big
happen? Oh, if y'all know Doug Stanhope, he's the greatest man I've ever met besides my husband. I ended up meeting him right after he kicked ass and Story Wars, and
y'all became best friends.
We did. We exchanged phone numbers.
He's a legend.
Yeah. And he couldn't hear me because I talk quiet, and he's older. And so me, him, his girlfriend, and Chloe, my friend, went into like this back staff room. The staff brought us a bunch of food, and we all like hung out and talked for like an hour and a half. And awesome. I just like love him.
That's crazy.
A little off topic. Didn't his house burn down like last year? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, he's got that compound out in like, Arizona. Yeah, that burnt down.
One of them did. Is what
he told me. He lived out there.
Tim's house burnt down too, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Palisades.
Wait, who?
Dylan?
No. Oh, shit. Michael Cox was telling us about that. Who's?
Oh, God. I can't remember. It's too much stuff. Did your friend?
Oh, Pete Lee.
Oh, Pete Lee. Yeah, he's got a whole bit about it.
Now. I crushed that.
Yeah, good job.
Pete Lee had his, what kind of rock? Test.
Yeah, I don't want to step on that bit, though, if he's
Oh, you're it. Totally Sorry. Right. I'll tell you later.
But.
Anyways, Skankfest ripped. Yeah. It was amazing. My friend Chloe Gay came with me, and she was a blast.
Did she have fun? something I don't think we can say on here.
Yeah, you're right. That's not
bad. I mean, I don't know. That's
maybe she not. Had fun.
She had a good time.
Hell yeah, I'll be back next year. Any listeners, you should go to Skankfest. That was one of the best weekends I think I've ever had. Hey guys, it is Fiona here. Just wanted to let y'all know, if you go to FionaCollie.com, you can buy my merch. I have t-shirts, hats, totes, and way more. And because you watch the podcast, if you use code RUP, you'll get 10% off. Back to the episode. All right, you ready to do a little segment called Fiona Call Me?
Let's get to these calls, guys. Y'all called in a little number known as 615-547-8824. That's right. You guys call in, y'all leave us voicemails, and we play them right here on the podcast. You can ask us questions, go on rants, whatever you feel like doing. The number is free to call. And you know what? Let your voice be heard. So we got some calls, and I just want to play them right here. Start off with a little fun one, a little goofy one. Why does it never work when I try? Is it on? It's turned up all the way. I don't know. Carry the conversation for a minute while I
okay. Figure this out. Yeah. Guys, we're really hungry. The pizza. The pizza. Yeah. Guys, what do we do? You have any more Skankfest questions?
Well, okay, so I didn't realize that you were hanging out with Shane and Tim and all of them. So with Shane, I mean, what was he like, honestly?
Oh, honest to God, he's just like a bro.
Yeah.
It's so funny, like, you know. It's just weird because we put all these, really, he's so famous.
He's huge. He's massive.
He is very genuinely just a guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you remind me of every frat bro I've ever met, you know? But he's very nice.
Sorry, guys.
All right. Why is it not freaking connected? It is connected. Is this the spark?
I also love the story about Shane sticking up for you. That's so cool.
Well, he's like, I feel bad because you can, like, he's a level of famous where I don't think you can, like, trust new people. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be very weary at least.
Yes, and like people just want shit from him all the time. And I had a small taste of that this weekend. I've never felt more famous than I did at Skankfest. It was crazy.
It's so cool that you're in that world. That like, yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. And at Skankfest also, it's so heightened, I'd imagine, that feeling. Because like, it is the, like, truly some of the biggest comedy fans in the world that...
I mean, I couldn't roll anywhere without getting stopped every 2 feet. Oh, I did meet a guy with FA, mind disease.
Yeah.
He came up to me. His name was Jesse, and he had red hair.
Ooh.
And he came up to me, and we took a photo together, and he was eating a corn dog, so I know he rips. And...
Ding.
And he gave me shrooms.
Hell yeah.
I didn't eat them because I was nervous, but I did. I have them.
For another maybe podcast.
Maybe flew home with shrooms.
Yeah, it took them
allegedly,
out.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Fiona, call me.
Fiona, this is Charles Cincinnati from Chicago, Illinois. I saw you first, but this guy beat me to the chase to try to get engaged to you and get married. I just want you to know that I'm still here if you need me. Should this guy mess up in any way, shape, or form, or just fucking rub you the wrong way, just know I'm waiting here in the wings for you in Chicago. If you got any problem day or night, this phone's by my head while I'm sleeping. You call me up, I'll be on the next thing out there smoking to come get you away from this creep. Just kidding, all bullshit on the side. Happy wedding to you guys. I hope you have a great life, and I hope you are filled with many, many, many more years of health, wealth, happiness, and some Bambinos. And God bless you both. And like I said, should he mess up, I'm here waiting in the wings. Take care. Bye, you guys.
Okay. I love it.
He's the most chaotic voice.
He sandwiched it in there really good. He was like,
he went through so many emotions. Yeah.
I'm there for you if he messes up for real, though. Congratulations. He's like, a great guy.
But I hope you guys have a long, happy, healthy.
I'll kill that fucking creep, but I am so happy that you guys found love and marriage everlasting.
I love that voice.
That's
man.
Charles from Chicago.
Charles,
come
I'll
on
keep,
out.
I'll keep you in mind.
Let him. Hey, what? Take away a point.
No, put it back.
No. So much editing. No, put it back. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, man. Hell yeah, Charles. Thanks for calling in. I'm not thankful for that one, but I appreciate it. what's his last name? Charles, Chicago. What's his phone number?
Just talks.
Just like putting it in my notes. All right. That's pretty wild. Let's see here.
I have a Chicago date coming up, Charles.
All right.
Hey, guys. My name is Greg Cummings, calling from Tampa, Florida. I guess I'm calling in just to see if I could get some advice. I've been married for about 8 years now, and I recently found out my wife is cheating on me. She's been having an affair for quite some time, and we have two beautiful children together, and I don't know how to process this whole thing that's been going on. We've tried talking it out. I've tried just burying my feelings. I've been getting into my hobbies lately just to try to escape from all of it. And my hobbies have been like, you know, like magic. And I watch David Blaine sometimes, and he did this one trick where he eats glass, and I tried eating glass and it didn't go well. And I caused like a lot of issues with my stomach. And I just ruined our bathroom, and it's been not good. I think in the situation, I think it's just made things worse. I don't know what to do now, but it won't come. The smell doesn't come off the bathroom, and it's been really tough. And I guess I've been trying to get some advice on how to maybe get the smell out, and maybe. Just relationship advice in general. So that's really all. Big fan of the show.
Well, Buster, you're living Matt's dream. He wishes the smell never came out of the mouth.
I have one question. After you shit blood, did you smell it?
I got you.
All right, so his wife's been cheating on him for 8 years.
No.
He's picked up. No.
They've been together for 8 years. He just found out she'd been cheating.
Oh, they have two beautiful children together.
Well, your wife sounds like a whore.
Another person that's been burying their feelings in food. He eats his feelings. Just happens to be glass. What's the advice? I mean, I'm not sure if there was a question in there. It's just kind of... He likes magic. Maybe you should make your wife disappear.
Nice. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Dark ding.
Dark ding.
Boom. Give me a dark ding.
Boom.
All right, I'll try and find that sound.
Boom.
Boom. Is it a Netflix boom? All right, well, hang in there.
Leave your wife.
Leave your wife. Stop eating glass.
Yeah.
100%.
Eating glass ain't good for the ass.
That's true. Bing. It's a pun bing. Or a rhyme bing? It's not a pun, is it? No. Matt. I had Magic Mind today, too. It's crazy. It's crazy. Maybe if they had sponsored us, that'd be a little more fucking on point. What time are we on right now? 45?
One more.
We'll do one more call. Let's see.
I need some beer. On the Patreon. If y'all want to see me eat pizza, join the Patreon.
I'd say just get really good at magic. Just let it solve all your life's problems. Just
yeah, everyone magic. Knows getting real good at magic is how you get laid.
Yes, yeah.
Insane piece.
God, all these messages are insane. Let's this hear one has no transcript, so you just want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Matt. I hope you guys are doing good. Love the pod. So, Fiona, this one's for you. I actually have kind of the same sort of thing as you. So I have ataxia as well, but I don't have Friedreich's ataxia. I have what's called spinocerebral ataxia. And so it affects me a little bit differently. Like, I'm 26 right now, and I'm not really in a wheelchair yet, but, like, I'm progressing. That's the word. I'm kind of, that's why I was drawn to you, ultimately. And so back to square one, sorry. When I first saw your show in Oklahoma City, you talked about when you were first getting diagnosed, or not diagnosed, but when you were first, when other people were first kind of seeing the signs and whatnot, and they would say that you were drunk because, like, how you talked and, like, how you moved and stuff. And I thought that resonated with me just recently because I actually just recently moved to Albuquerque just on a whim, just to be by myself, just to, like, move, just because, like, I'm going to get sick. So I wanted to, like, try and branch out and what I can, you know what I mean? So I've been starting this new job for a while, and this, like, coworker guy, he's like one of my bosses, kind of. He had told the security officer at my work that they thought that I was drunk. And I don't really know how to react, because I don't know if I should be like, fuck you, bro, for like trying to snitch on me, like saying I'm drunk. And I thought he had a good enough relationship where he would be able to like come up to me and like smell my breath or see something. Like, when someone's drunk, you can pretty much tell if you're not drunk. And so, I don't know how to react, because part of me is like, yeah, fuck you, bro. Like, you wanted me to get fired for being drunk. But also part of me is like, I from the outside in, like what you were saying too, to how people would say that about you when you were first starting, like that's kind of what it is. So I don't know how to really feel about that. And sorry, this is like super long, but yeah, I hope you guys are doing good, and hope to come see you guys soon. Come to the
Albuquerque. What was his name again?
Hey, Matt. Hope you guys are doing good. Love the pod. So, Fiona, this one's for you.
I didn't say his name.
I actually have kind of the thing.
Yeah, I remember him. He was at the OKZ. He flew from Denver by himself.
Oh, damn.
Remember? Saw him at another show. If I'm thinking of the right guy, he was moving to Albuquerque. Yeah. To be a flight director. Like the guy with the things on the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm crushing right now. I can't remember his name, but I've messaged with them before. Really sweet. He can walk. He was sitting front row. Okay.
He wasn't the weird laughing guy, was he?
No. Fuck that guy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you should be furious about that, because yeah, I've dealt with that a lot. At this point, I am like a little too disabled for people to think I'm drunk. But yeah, to not like approach you, I don't know. I think like I understand the assumption, but to just like go behind your back and try to eat fire with that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
You may answer it?
Yeah. One sec.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, sorry. I'm sure you're busy. I'm just confirming. Are you out of town this weekend for the gender reveal?
Nope. We'll be there.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to know.
All right. Well, love you, man. All right.
Love you, too. You sound
like you're
in the middle of something.
Yeah. In the middle of you're right on now. The podcast. Sorry,
you want to say anything?
No, I'm pretty spent today. My brain is not working as I couldn't even get a full sentence out there. I'm feeling pretty less than right now. Pretty depleted.
You probably can't sleep.
Anything on the podcast, Luke?
Yeah. I hope you come.
Okay. What's up, bud?
I hope you come.
Okay, all right. Okay, yes, for Christmas.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, finish that sentence, my brother.
He doesn't hope you come. He hopes you come to Christmas.
All right, I'm gonna hop off now. All right, I love you, buddy.
Finish that sentence.
I hope you come. Hey, man. That's going to give me a really bad rap, brother.
Oh, man.
You're my favorite uncle, and I hope you come. Lucas, let's dial it back, brother.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Back to the voice. Yeah. I'm sorry. If I were you, I would just talk to your boss, explain what
why
you
that
have.
Guy needs to be fired.
Yeah. And, it won't happen again if you do. What sucks is you shouldn't have to explain your medical situation at work. And that's the part that really pisses me off. I've been fired for being in a wheelchair before.
Yeah.
So I understand. It's one of the hardships of progressive diseases that I think not many people are aware of. Is there's like this awkward phase of a disability that's progressive with ataxia where there's assumptions nonstop made about you.
And it never stops.
No.
Every podcast you're on, you can go to the comments and be like, she.
Like, I'm literally in a fucking wheelchair and everyone's like, oh my God.
Do some deductive reasoning, start from there and then find out.
I had someone comment on the Jimmy Fallon clip where I'm talking about my disability. I'm in a fucking wheelchair. And they're like, what is wrong with her? Should have been listening. I'm telling you.
It's literally the first joke.
Anyways, thank you for calling. You're a sweet boy. We will make our way to Albuquerque. I think that's the last thing you were trying to say.
Yeah, whatever club's out there, she'll find it.
Thank you for calling. And give us a follow-up call.
Let us know if you ended up in a very wealthy lawsuit. Get that money.
Yeah, all boy. Right.
All right. I know we're slick on time, so I'll just throw this out there real quick. My conspiracy theory is in Matt's conspiracy corner.
Bum, bum.
I saw a very interesting one in Vegas. Vegas has been failing for years. Okay, but they have to keep up with the Joneses. They have to keep up their image. So the conspiracy is that these casinos are paying people to be like just paying people to like walk around Vegas and make it seem way busier than it is. And I talked to a guy this weekend that used to work in Vegas. He's like, I know for a fact that they used to pay women just to be at the clubs and like hit on men and have them buy drinks and like keep the business going. Yeah.
I could do that.
No. But
free drinks ataxia.
Free drinks ataxia. Boom. Point. That's a late point right there. Good job. That might have got the win. I don't think you got anybody.
I haven't heard of that, but that sound I believe that.
Well, the crazy thing is whenever we were in Vegas for like 11 days at one time, I would go on walks around the city. I mean, every single day at different times, it was never the same time a day. And I would see the same people walking. Like, Every single, like, to the point where I'm like, there's no way that, because I'm walking at different times. It was noon, like in 9 a.m., 4 p.m., just whenever, just trying to get out of the hotel room and just stay busy. Every time I would walk that strip, I would see the same faces, and I'm like, this is weird. I felt like I was in the Matrix.
I like that.
So that's my conspiracy theory.
All right.
All right. This will come out after Philly, so go ahead and plug those dates, boo-boo. Oh, I'll plug them for you. All right. Hey, if you want to come see Fiona Colley on tour, she's going to be in St. Petersburg December 5th to 6th at Coastal Creative. And then if you want to see Fiona Colley and me opening the show for Sweet Baby Love over there, come check out that run of Louisville, Fort Wayne, Appleton in mid-December. That's the 16th, 17th, and 18th, I believe. All tickets are going to be at FionaColley.com. She's got a great tour start of the new year. Baby's moving to weekends. Yeah. She's doing real well. Yeah. I'm out with Rodney Carrington at RodneyCarrington.com. So if you come see him, you'll see me as well. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon.
You're going to get to watch us eat pizza and talk secrets.
Yeah, and we do fake ad reads over there as well.
Secrets.
A lot of secrets, a lot of tea on the Patreon. But that's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RampinUpPod. Go check it out.
All right, we'll see you over there. Love ya.
Love you guys. Bye. We're ramping up. We're ramping up.